Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, on this Tuesday, in the fifth week of Easter, we are going to be reflecting on a reading from the book of Acts. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord, in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there, they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they have now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. When reflecting on this scripture reading, it's amazing the dedication that Paul put into Antioch, like the desire that he had for the city and the people and disciples there in Antioch. And I feel like we in our own lives can have places that are like Antioch. We can have places in our life that are these massive strongholds where we are absolutely terrified to do anything about them because we're afraid of the consequences of what might happen. So like Paul, we can see in the first part, was stoned to near death. Like people thought he was dead. And it's not something that you casually walk away from. Like people are hurling like big rocks at you, trying to murder you, essentially. It was something that he had watched other people do to other early Christians before he became Paul. And we can see that like he, as in this reading, he continues to pursue all the cities that he's been to. And we really get a focus on Antioch here. We see that like Jesus comes back, or Paul comes back, and he continues to exhort and to call further and to call deeper the people of Antioch until the very end. We see that like that what the Lord has done there is amazing, and what he had done through those people was amazing. And so as we step into this like remainder of Easter, as we step into this week, what I want to urge us into is finding these places of Antioch, finding these places where we may be afraid of the consequences because of what people may think, what people may do, or the expectation of people's reaction. So this could be your family, this could be your work, this could be any mixture of things. But what I want us to do is to step into those places with faith that the Lord is going to transform their hearts. Will there be rejection? Yes. Will there be like hard times ahead? Yes. I'm not promising. St. Paul says it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom. But something that I say quite frequently to my friends is there are people who don't know the gospel who are dying and like are not saved. And that should wreck us to our core, because Jesus was someone who changed my life. And I know that he can change the lives of all those around me. And it's because of my pride that these people may not be experiencing the life-changing witness that he has for us. So Jesus, I pray that your Holy Spirit would fall upon us, that it would flow through us and urge us to reach out to those people we may consider Antiochs, so that we may see conversion in their hearts. It's in your most holy name we pray. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the reading in Acts. Again, my name is Jack Parker. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the different ways that he's blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net.